Welcome to your daily devotional, October 9th, Hardened Pride, Daniel chapter 5 and verse 20. But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Prophet Daniel spoke these words to King Belshazzar of Babylon. The reference in view is the humbling of his predecessor, King Nebuchadnezzar. Both kings exalted themselves, and both kings were humbled. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Are there any areas in your life in which your heart is hardened in pride? Do you feel superior to certain other people because of what you view as your own greater intelligence, physical skills, education, or even Bible knowledge? It is a great temptation for those whom the world considers great or knowledgeable to become hardened in pride. We see this within academia, in the universities, with athletes, with political leaders, and with the elitist-minded media. In the end, though, what are any of us but grass, here today and gone tomorrow? Has your mind wandered to others being hardened in pride? What of yourself? You have offended someone and they have offended you, but you have resolved not to ever pick up the phone and set up a time to be reconciled. Is this not being hardened by pride? You've done the same thing the same way forever, and you see a more excellent way, but you will not change your stubborn ways. I've been guilty of this in times past, and probably am still so if I would care to admit it. Is this not being hardened in pride? What about spiritual pride? Have you withheld glory from Jesus, your Savior, because you are hardened in pride? Have you excused away doing due diligence in spiritual disciplines, Bible reading, prayer, church attendance, evangelism, holy living, and the like, and dare to justify your pride-hardened heart by comparing yourself to others? Take care not to show your scorn for others, who are also made in the similitude of God. Hardened in pride is something that we can all be if we are not softened in humility through careful attention and imitation of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our God. Take a good spiritual inventory today of yourself, not other people. Are there any areas in which you have become hardened in pride? Are there any areas where this may be a danger to you? Stay humble and close to the Lord, lest you fall into the same condemnation as the devil, hardened in pride and estranged from God's humble servant, Jesus Christ.